no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya's. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. It's good to be with you again this morning, and I just wanted to comment on how they managed to confuse the American people. And, you know, I do a lot of reading and a lot of research, and you read these articles, and you see these figures, and you try to correlate them, and you have to understand that figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure. A recent article pointed out that almost 30% of Americans with home loans are underwater. In other words, they owe more on their mortgages than the house is actually worth. But certainly that's of all homeowners. You have to understand that there are about 75 million people in America who own or at least have a mortgage on a one family home. And then there are about 50 million outstanding mortgages in the country. So, actually, the number of mortgages that are underwater is about 26.4 million. And we have all these figures. We try to go over them, try to make some sense out of it with your mind. But if it's 26.4 million and there are 50 million home mortgages out there, that means that over half of the people who have a home mortgage are underwater today. Now, they're trying to convince us we're coming out of the recession, everything's going to be fine, the economy is going to be picking up, just trust us, we're doing everything right, and they're doing everything wrong. I remember when they had the Hope for America program for home mortgages that was going to help 400,000 people stay in their homes, and this was a great congressional effort to help, and it helped one family. One mortgage was rewritten, and that was all. That was the sum result of the Hope for America program that was going to rescue our homeowners. And when you understand they really don't want to solve the problem, they want to plunge us into financial chaos, just exactly as we intentionally and purposely and maliciously plunged Rhodesia or Zimbabwe into financial crisis and South Africa and the rest of the world, then you can begin to understand what's going on today. They say one thing, they do another, and when you understand that, it all makes sense. Now, who are they? Who are the people who are actually plunged us into the financial chaos we're in? Well, there is a group of people, powerful people, who run the world. And those of you who have gone into our material on the trial after commission why, of course, we just simply pointed out repeatedly that between 1976 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States during all that period was a member of the Trilateral Commission that has never had more than 85 or 90 members in the North American group, U.S. citizens who belong to this, and yet every president and or vice president was a member of the Trilateral Commission. You can verify that at augustreview.org or just go through the people who've been presidents and vice presidents. Ladies and gentlemen, you go to the polls every 4 years. You vote for the candidates of their choice, not your choice. But Lindsay Williams, who's our special guest this morning, had a unique opportunity of living with one element of these very, very powerful people. And in early July of last year, when I called Lindsay and I said, Lindsay, why have you taken down your website? Why, you know, are your books, of all the copies of your books, disappeared off the Amazon, except for the one that's up there for $1,995.99.95. What's going on? And Lindsay told me an amazing story, and you've heard it before, about he was told that the whole financial system was about to collapse as the price of oil was going to fall to $50 a barrel. And at that time, oil was pushing, you know, 140, 149, something like that, or $144 a barrel. Understand that they knew exactly what was going to happen, but of course you didn't know, and if you had your money in the stock market, why, you sure took a shellacking. Well, Lindsay, so good to have you with us again this morning. Why don't you bring us up to date with what's really going on and how these wicked people who run things behind the scenes are, of course, working to impoverish the American people.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for allowing me the privilege, and I truly mean privilege, of being on your show today. And I sit here utterly amazed at how correct the elite are. You know, I had the privilege of literally living with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. I consider it such an honor that God would allow me to do that. Very few people ever, by the providence of God, had an opportunity to sit down and literally live in the presence of these people. And I did. I was their chaplain, of all things, on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And for 3 years' time, lived in the same dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay on America's big oil field. The people we hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, and the top oil company officials of the world. And I've kept in touch with some of these people over the years. And then, as you just mentioned a moment ago, back June, about the middle of June of last year, one of these individuals called me on the phone and threatened me and said, Chaplain, you've said too much. There's certain things you can't talk about anymore. And if you do, we're going to have to take action. And what he said they were going to have to do was not very pleasant. So I decided to pull down my website at their demand. You see, John F. Kennedy tried to argue with these people. He was president of the United States of America. And if he couldn't get by with arguing with them, there was no way little Lindsay Williams was going to. So I did what they said. But the beautiful part of this is what this man told me after he and I had agreed to agree. And it didn't take me long to agree with him either. But then he said to me, I asked him, I said, how is your family? How are your children? Where have you been living since I saw you 25 years ago? Man's 82 years of age now, but you can depend on one thing. Once you become a part of the group of the elite of the inner core, you never get away from them. And if you ever come across one of these people and get to know them, you will understand the power and the authority that they have. Everything out there in the listening audience, everything you have ever heard Dr. Stan Monteith say about the elite of the world, it's the truth. It's exactly like he says it. He has done the most marvelous job of any radio talk show host that I know of exposing the elite to the very core, and these people do exist exactly like Dr. Stan said it. And I'm one of the few people in the world who have the inside living with these people to be able to say to you, I didn't just write a book.
Hold on, Lindsay. We'll be back in just a moment here. The American Freedom Network.
this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfoods. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and why don't you go ahead and pick up the story there, Lindsay?
Well, Dr. Stan, I would like to do two things in the course of the broadcast today. First of all, let me state that it has been 10 1/2 months since I had the phone call from that gentleman who knows everything that the elite are doing, everything that goes on behind closed doors, every decision they have, and he told me for the next year to a year and a half, everything that the elite would do. Now, I want to do two things today. First of all, I would like to take every item that this gentleman told me about the elite and show you how far they have gone with their plan in fulfilling everything that he told me they were going to do. Then secondly, I want to tell you what to expect over the next 3 to 4 months. Now, yes, I'm bringing it down close this time because back 8 or 9, 10 months ago, I could say this is what they're going to do over the next 12 months. We are so close at this point to them accomplishing everything that this gentleman told me that I'm bringing this down now to the next 2 to 3 months, what you can expect these people to do. So when you listen to the broadcast today, you will actually know what is going to happen in the final aspect of the elite accomplishing what they want to accomplish. Now, again, please, this is not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. Everything you've heard Dr. Stan Monti say about these people is true. So here goes. I hope you have pencil and paper. I'm going to give it to you. I've got a lot to say. I'll say it fast. You'll have time to write them down. Oh, by the way, just on the news broadcast, as Dr. Stan began his program today, is one of the greatest examples of the elite's accomplishment. That is exactly what this man said. When he called me 10 1/2 months ago, I'll give you his quote. He said, Chaplain Williams, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. And on the newscast on this station, just 17 minutes ago, they said that after the stress test, which the Treasury has placed on 19 banks, that these banks must raise major amounts of capital. Now, the first one that was mentioned on the air just a few moments ago, $34 billion must be raised by Bank of America. Now, they say, oh, you've got to start loaning out this money to the people so we can come out of a recession. Well, if Bank of America must raise $34 billion just to meet the demands of the stress test of the United States Treasury, there's no way in this world they're going to be able to lend out money to anybody. They can't lend for houses, automobiles, small business loans. They can't lend out money when they've got to raise $34 billion. Well, how about Wells Fargo? Wells Fargo has got to raise $15 billion, according to the stress test, just to be able to stay in business. And if they don't, the Treasury will have to turn around and bail them all out again. Can you imagine the Treasury of the United States of America having to bail out 19 of the major banks? Well, okay, here we go. You've had time to go and get that pencil. Warning is fair enough. So I'll begin with each item one at a time as to how the elite have literally accomplished what they told me 10.5 months ago they were going to do. We're 10.5 months into it. First of all, they said the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. It went down to $34 a barrel. It has come back up now to approximately $55 a barrel. It is just about time for those gas prices to begin to go up at the pump, because he told me, he said, we will keep it there at least for 1 year. Now, I didn't have any promise of anything after that. So, folks, you might want to get ready for a little bit of increase at the gas pump, because it is going to go, it is beginning to go back up. Remember, it's been 10.5 months. He told me 1 year to a year and a half. So you may begin to see a little bit of an increase. They won't take it back up to $4 and $5 a gallon again for probably 3 to 4 to 5, maybe 6 months. Secondly, the Federal Reserve has purchased, oh, please write this one down. This is so important. And Dr. Stan has stressed so much about T-bills. You've heard him talk about them over the years. It pays the interest on the national debt of $12 to $14 trillion. The Federal Reserve now has purchased $70 billion in T-bills over the past 2 months. I mean, this is so drastic, and this gentleman told me they would do it. In fact, whenever I ask him, I said, why are you taking the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel? Why are you taking it down there? He said, we are going to bankrupt OPEC. That's the oil-producing countries of the world, not just the Arabs. That includes Nigeria, Venezuela, Mexico, even Russia, even though it's not a part of OPEC, would come under the umbrella of causing major financial problems as a result of taking the price of crude oil down. Then when these nations can no longer purchase our T-bills, which are issued by the Treasury of the United States of America, and those T-bills that are issued by the Treasury every few days pay the interest on the national debt. Well, when it finally came to the point that these nations weren't showing up any longer at the issue of T-bills of the Treasury of the United States of America, there was only one choice. The Federal Reserve, not the Treasury. The Federal Reserve, which is not an agency of the United States government any more than Federal Express is, the Federal Reserve had to step in and go to the auctions of the Treasury of T-bills and begin to buy them as of approximately 2 months ago. This was catastrophic. At the time, I told you, I'd been told they would have to do something because the nations of the world would not come in to buy our T-bills anymore. And if no one purchased those T-bills, it would bring about a collapse of the dollar. Now, whenever the Federal Reserve can no longer purchase these T-bills, the dollar will collapse. Watch out. Whenever you see the Federal Reserve get into so much trouble and have purchased so many T-bills to monetize the interest on the national debt, at that point you will see a collapse of the dollar. Watch for when they can no longer sell the T-bills to either foreigners or Americans or the super wealthy or the Federal Reserve, and then you will have only a matter of days until the dollar is going to collapse. They have purchased $70 billion in approximately 2 months, and they say that they're going to continue to purchase approximately $13 billion per week from this point on. That's the second item. Then let's go a little bit further. Oh, this is so amazing. Tax receipts. This is one of the things that was said to me. They said whenever companies no longer can maintain their business, for instance, Macy's profits, the big department store profits last quarter, January, February, and March, are down 59%. Target, most everybody buys something at Target from time to time. Their profits are down 41%. J.C. Penney's profits are down 41%. We could go on and on. What happens? Whenever the companies aren't selling the goods, and whenever the price of gasoline comes down from $4 to $5 a gallon to $1.50 and $2 a gallon, the taxes that the federal government and the states receive from the sale of those items is no longer received. Here it is. Please jot this one down. As of this month, tax receipts are down $54 billion in 1 month. Do you know what this is going to do to the federal government? Now, the federal government can keep on printing money out of thin air, but the states can't. Cities can't. Counties can't. Oh, my goodness, this is going to have a catastrophic effect. And I was told this and gave it on Dr. Stan Monteith's show 10.5 months ago that I'd been told by the elite that the tax structure of America would begin to break down, and you have seen it happen in the past 3 months. Tax receipts now are down $54 billion in 1 month. Next. Oh, I hope you got that pencil going. If not, you'll go get one quick. Next, the greatest drop in exports in 40 years. It plunged 30% in the month of January. Well, if you have any doubt, look at the Baltic Dry Index also. That is a great indicator of 3 to 6 months from now. Greatest drop in exports. That means companies in America producing things, they're exporting them abroad. The greatest drop in 40 years, 30% in the month of January alone. It usually takes 3 months for this to show up on the rosters before the federal admit to it. And the Baltic Dry Index down 90%. This tells you what's going to happen 3 months from now.
Now, the Baltic Dry Index is simply an index of shipping. And that's and so if the Baltic Dry Index is down, it means that people aren't exporting or importing. Go right ahead.
That's correct. Next item, 5.1 million jobs have been lost since the recession started in 2008. Now, this is, again, a method of the elite accomplishing what they want, and that is a total financial collapse of the United States of America. For when 5.1 million jobs are lost, that means Americans can't go out there and buy anything at Targets and Walmart and all of the other department stores. They can't buy if they don't have. All right, here's the next one. Corporate earnings are down 72% this quarter. January, February, March. You saw Circuit City go out of business, one of the biggest electronic suppliers in the country. You've seen what has happened to General Motors and Chrysler Corporation. You see, corporate earnings are down so drastically, and when corporate earnings are down 72%, that means that the taxes that would normally be paid by these corporations are down also. You know, there's no way in the world the government can keep giving away everything they're giving away. We are headed towards such a catastrophic event in both the federal and the state government. Cities are going to declare bankruptcy. Counties are going to declare bankruptcy. They won't be able to pay off their bonds. Corporate earnings down 72% for January, February, and March. Here we go again. The next item. This is perfect confirmation of what I was told 10.5 months ago would happen, and perfect confirmation of everything you have heard Dr. Stan Monteith try to tell you over the past years was going to take place and is happening. 1 in 3 commercial real estate in California is empty. 1 in 3. Have you been to a shopping mall lately, one of the big ones? Have you noticed how many stores are empty? Oh, yeah. In fact, I went into a shopping mall in Scottsdale, Arizona the other day. I mean, that's the elite part of Phoenix, Arizona, where the rich people live. And they still had the signs up there of the people that used to be there. And when I walked into this one little shop, he said, over 50% of the mall is empty. I said, the signs are still up there. He said, go look at the storefronts. He said, they're gone. 1 in 3 commercial real estate establishments in California, the buildings are empty. Now let's go down to what's happening this quarter, January, February, March. Perfect confirmation, folks. I warned you of this 10 months ago, 10.5 months ago now. I tried my best to tell you it was going to happen, and I hope you've begun to make preparation. Dr. Stan's been telling it to you for years before I ever started. All right, here we go. Dow Chemical's profits, one of the biggest in America, Dow Chemical's profits were down 97% for January, February, and March. That is the perfect scenario for a total financial collapse of the United States of America. Now, you got your coffee this morning. When you were starting out your day, I hope you did. You probably need that boost by right now. Starbucks. Yeah, most people drink coffee there at some point. I don't because the prices are still too high. Starbucks profits are down 77% for the quarter of January, February, and March. Dr. Stan, I'm so glad you allowed me to be with you today so that I could take the actual results of January, February, and March, the first quarter, and give them. That means that Starbucks is going to close 900 stores. They just announced it last week. 6,400 jobs. People are going to be laid off at Starbucks alone. Perfect scenario to fulfill what the elite told me 10.5 months ago was going to happen. Well, I'll just keep going a little bit here. CNN News announced that 253 police officers were laid off in New York State in January. 253. Now, and this is comical. The most famous talk show host probably in America, I'm not going to name him, but he's just famous. I didn't say he was right. I just said he's famous. He said, I'm leaving New York. He lives there. He said, no way am I going to stay here when 253 police officers are laid off. He said, it's just an invitation for criminals.
Well, they also raised his taxes very specifically. And I think that was one reason why. Another reason he's even from New York. We'll be back in just a moment right here at the American Peace Network.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan. We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess, Lindsay Williams. And, Lindsay, before we go on, why don't you get out your information on how people can get in touch with you and get your information?
I would urge everyone out there in the listening audience, this week, I felt such a compulsion because everything is taking place exactly like they said. I produced something new. Now, I know it's the same name as the old one, but it's as of May the 1st. It's an emergency update. It's a one-hour presentation that I plead with you to copy this CD and give it out to every friend and neighbor you've got. They must have it. I beg of you, get this out to everyone you can. This is today. This is the 8th of May. This is exactly what is happening right now and what will happen in light of what they're doing. And the number is 800-321-2900. Now, you can call that number approximately 2 hours from now. They're not open yet. Approximately 10 o'clock on the West Coast, it'll be open. Please, this comes with my four DVD CD set. You must have the Energy Non-Crisis so you know the background to it. The next 12 months is a presentation. You see me on your television set giving this. Then I have one entitled Prophecy. You need to know the biblical background to this. Until we understand that every bit of this was foretold in the scriptures many years ago, over 2,000 years ago, then you realize the significance of what's taking place today. We're living in the days of the fulfillment of prophecy, and then I had to come down to right now. May the 1st of 2009, the emergency update as of May the 1st is brand new. I don't think I've ever been on, I haven't been on Dr. Stan's program since I made this. I plead with you to get my four DVD set. If you really want to know everything, get my eight DVD CD set. This will tell you everything from 1960 through 2009. Again, the number, 800-321-2900. And please copy these. I beg of you, they are not copywritten. Copy them and give them to everybody you can as fast as you can. I do not have time to be greedy. We must get the information out. Okay. Now, Dr. Stan, may I go back to telling what's happening here?
Go right ahead.
Okay, let's go down now to Phoenix Real Estate. Let's go to some real estate items. You gave it a moment ago on your program as we started. 26.9 million homes are upside down. Upside down, that means they owe more on them than what the house is worth right now. 67.2% of homes are upside down in Las Vegas, 67.2. When we're going to take the cities that have the biggest problem, 51% in California. And across the country, the average is 30% are down. The average of the prices are down 30%. And as Dr. Stan said a moment ago, 50% approximately of the homes are upside down. That means that people owe more on them than what they're worth. So why not just turn them back in?
So those are the ones who actually have mortgages. See, they play these games. They don't explain it, but it's over 50% of the people who have mortgages on their home owe more on the mortgage than the home is worth. So get the figures right, you know. But these are shocking figures. They're trying to play it down by talking about home people who have homes and not home mortgages, but 50% of the people who have home mortgages owe more on their mortgage than the home is worth. So things are not good, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, they're saying, oh, well, probably the unemployment figures would be down. Well, last month there were 670,000 people lost their jobs, and the month before that, 670,000 people lost their jobs. And the month before that, it was 740,000 people lost their jobs. And they say, well, it'll probably be down. That'll be a good sign. Maybe only 600,000 people will lose their jobs this month or in April. Ladies and gentlemen, they're playing games with your mind. We are in a terrible strait. The whole world financial system is collapsing, and they're trying to get us focused on what's happening as far as baseball and Alberto Rodriguez, I guess it is, who just... just was found to be using steroid drugs and Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. And they're trying to get our attention focused on everything but the dire circumstances which have been not accidentally created, intentionally created to destroy our economy. Go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, you're exactly right. This is appalling. It is catastrophic. It's dastardly what they're doing. Most authors write a book about what they hear about the elite. I feel so honored that God would allow Lindsay Williams, would allow this humble little missionary in Alaska to have the privilege of living personally with the elite for 3 years' time. And folks, I'm trying my best, everyone out there in the listening audience, and Dr. Stan understands my heart because we've had an opportunity to actually be together in person. And what a wonderful man of wisdom he is. And we've had an opportunity to compare notes and agree on these things. And for him to allow me on his show to tell you, he knows I'm pouring my heart out to you. I'm trying my best to tell you these people are doing these things by intention. Okay, let's go back to the real estate. So much for that. Just try your best to believe me if you can in the fact that I live with these people. They will own, when they have finished, the elite of the world will personally own approximately 75 to 80% of the real estate of the United States of America. Now, I know that's startling, and it's going to shake some of you up, but they have everything to gain by what they're doing. They will own the banks in America. It's already been announced that there will be only 19 banks in America, and all the rest of them are going to go under the head of those 19, and mark my words, they're going to accomplish it within the next 6 to 9 months' time. They will own the majority of the real estate in America because these upside-down homes, the people will merely turn them back in, and whenever they do, they've lost them. They've gone back to the elite who financed them from the beginning, and the taxpayer will pay for the will pay to bail out the institutions that they told you that they could not let them fail, and you, as taxpayers, are paying the elite to take your house back. I mean, this thing is so, I don't know how to say. Okay, let's go. Phoenix. Phoenix real estate prices are down 50% since the height of the boom. Now let's go back to what's happening in the corporate world, because I've got to take a few moments to tell you what to expect in the next few months. Whirlpool profits are down 28% this quarter, January, February, March. General Motors, oh, what a scam. Sales are down in China now. General Motors sales are up. In America, they're down to the point that we're having to bail them out. In China, General Motors sales are up 63.6%. And yet we're bailing them out in the United States of America. Why don't we tell General Motors to go and take their profits out of China, bring them to America, and take care of their own bills? General Motors has sold more cars in China than in the United States of America last year. Okay, so much for that. You do realize that 2 days ago, the Speaker of the House, Mrs. Pelosi, requested Congress to give $94.2 billion additional dollars to bail out failing corporations in America. Okay, so much for this. I've only got a moment or two left here. What can you expect in the next few months' time? Write it down and then follow it. If I'm wrong, tell me so. If I'm right, tell me.
Oh, hold up, Lindsay. We'll be back in just a moment here.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air, because they care.
Yes, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, you got about 5 minutes to wrap up the program.
According to what I was told that the elite have planned, you can expect this that I'm about to give over the next 3 months' time. First of all, the U.S. will see a financial collapse, so I was told, that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. Next. Commercial real estate is the next bubble to burst. Watch it. General growth properties. Let me read you this one. The second largest U.S. mall owner, the second largest U.S. mall owner in America declared bankruptcy, is the biggest real estate failure in U.S. history. You haven't seen anything yet. You think the housing bubble, when it burst, caused problems. You haven't seen anything. We're on the verge of a commercial real estate bubble burst. Next, insurance companies. I wish I didn't have to say this. Travelers Insurance Company posted 32% loss in January, February, and March. You go on and on and on with insurance companies. I don't have time to listen because we've only got about 2 or 3 minutes left here. Watch your insurance companies, your life insurance companies, your hospitalization insurance companies. Another big hurricane this year will wipe out many insurance companies. Next. Loss of tax base. It's going to paralyze our states and cities. If you have city bonds, county bonds, school bonds, other things, watch out. Because when cities declare bankruptcy, they're worthless. I know. My dad lost a fortune during the first depression because of owning bonds. Schools, highways, government employees, you'll have to take cuts in salary. Infrastructure projects are going to have major losses. Again, the next item. Interest on the national debt will not be paid. At some point, the Federal Reserve can no longer purchase the T-bills because they will become top-heavy. And when the other countries in the world do not step in to buy them, and they aren't now, they aren't showing up to the Treasury auctions to buy the T-bills, and when they no longer are purchased, there will be a collapse of the dollar. I am not saying this is going to happen in the next 3 to 4 months. I'm saying that down the line someplace, according to what I was told by the elite, there will come a time that the dollar will have major problems. There will be massive inflation. This will be the first indication of this taking place, and I look forward to it. You're seeing prices go up already. Crude oil, you can begin to see a little increase in the price at the gas pump because I was told it would stay down for 1 year. That was 10.5 months ago. So you may begin to see a little bit of increase at the gas pump. Bankruptcies in OPEC are going to begin to show up. You'll see cracks in countries like Venezuela and Russia and others. Russia's not a part of OPEC, but you'll see some major cracks there. There will be no war in Iran. This is an encouraging part. Now, it'll only take place if Israel decides to initiate it. But I was told that they do not want war with Iran, and they'll try everything in their power to keep it from happening. So that is an encouragement point. The gasoline prices will still stay down fairly reasonable. You won't have to worry about war with Iran unless Israel initiates it. You're going to see 19 major banks in America, and all other banks will come under the head of these 19. They've already announced this. And you'll see more and more banks that will not pass the stress test, as they did this past week, and as a result, you'll see some major changes in banking. The elite are going to own the banks of America, approximately 75 to 80% of the real estate of America. They will own the mom-and-pop businesses when it's all over with. So this is basically what can be expected. And, folks, I think you see already that everything that the elite told me would happen, oh, please, you must know this last one, and I'll just touch on it. Dr. Stan had her on his program here a number of months ago. Her name is Vita Locke. She's from Campo, Colorado. And she said, corn, we're getting $3. She said it cost us $5.50 to raise it. Wheat, they're getting $5. Cost $6 to $7 to raise it. Oh, you must hear what I have to say on the emergency update that I just prepared May the 1st on the farmers of America. Your food supply. You control food, you control people. Once again, and then, Dr. Stan, whatever you'd like to say, go on from here. 800-321-2900. I beg of you to get my four DVD CD set, the emergency update as of May 1. Copy them, please, please, please copy them. Give them out to every friend, neighbor, relative you can, and call about 2 hours from now. 800-321-2900. And Dr. Stan, I've tried to the best I could today to tell you what they told me, and then to give you a wrap-up of what will happen according to what the elite have predicted, as I was told approximately 10.5 months ago, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think what's really happening is because certainly the China is not getting all the money that they made in the past. Certainly the oil-producing countries are not getting the money that they have in the past. So they're not going to be able to continue buying large amounts of our bonds. Well, when you're having to go out and borrow somewhere pretty close to $3 billion a day just to pay your debts, what do you do when nobody wants to buy your bonds? Well, of course, you have to raise the interest rates. You raise the interest rates, you slow the economy. And, of course, then the alternative would be simply to have the Federal Reserve create the money out of nothing and buy up the bonds. And that way the game continues. But as you do that, you destroy the value of the dollar. And, of course, every time they increase the amount of money in circulation, they decrease the value of the money that is already out there. And we're heading into an inflationary spiral. When it's coming, I don't know. But, ladies and gentlemen, make your preparations. We're in very, very difficult times. You know that when Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed, is lying because his lips are moving, he's trying to tell you everything is going to be fine, why things may get better later this year. But you know he doesn't say they're going to get better. They may get better. Possibly they'll get better. They might get better. They'll probably get better. He knows we're in real trouble, but he can't admit really that everything they're doing is not working. It's not going to. Yes, things won't be as bad as they have been, but it is not going to solve the problem. What they're doing will give a temporary fix, but the worst is far, far worse things are going to happen before we're out of this mess. And I may never live to see the recovery of America. The America we knew in the past simply is not going to exist again, and you're going to see ever more government control over every aspect of our lives, and probably a major war in the not-too-distant future. That's the best way to get out of a recession. Lindsay, thanks very much for being with us. God bless you. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Lindsay. And certainly I want to remind you on the June 5th and June 6th, why in Santa Clara, just north of where we live, there's going to be a conspiracy conference. And if you're interested in going, the address that you can get on the Internet at conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. And if you can't get the number, why, you can give us a call at our 800 number. We'll get it for you. That's 800-544-8927. But it's going to be a great conference. I'm going to give the lead-off speech on Saturday morning, and it's important information, but a great lineup of people, and, well, I hope at least some of you will be able to come. And then, of course, I'll put in a plug for our conference. It's going to be on October 25th here in the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. If you've been in the past, you know it's a great meeting. We're going to have Tom Horn this year. We're going to have Dr. Russell Blaylock giving a couple of talks. It'll be well worthwhile you're coming, and, of course, you'll meet people from all over the world who share your concern about what's going on. And then, of course, we hope many of you out there will want to get some of the materials we have, certainly our new 4-CD set on the deadly assassins, nothing quite like it in the world. You'll actually hear my interviews with CIA-trained assassins. You certainly want to get the 4-tape set we have on the, or 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. What happened when the USS Liberty was stationed off the coast of the Sinai during the 67 war, and the leaders of the United States were intent upon sinking that ship to justify taking us into a war with Egypt. And they wanted to kill all the men on board, and I believe God intervened, and the planes that attacked the ship, the torpedo ships that attacked the ship, the special forces that were there in the helicopters to land and kill all the Americans on board, well, none of it worked out, and the Liberty survived. I think 35 to 37 Americans were killed, 170 were wounded. But the important part of this story is the fact that the U.S. Navy wanted to send squadrons of planes to protect the Liberty, and they weren't allowed to. And, of course, the sailors on board were told that they would be killed. They would be murdered if they ever told the truth. You need to get this 4-CD set. We also have an excellent DVD. We have a video. We have a Liberty, USS Liberty special. And it's not that expensive. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out, to understand the treachery that exists at the highest level of our government, because these people belong to the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get on my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talk on the forbidden secret, and our membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is a new syllabus we've just put out. The information is there, and you have to help us get it out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like information on long-term food storage or certainly on the health products that you need to have on hand, especially because I think that the recent phony flu epidemic was simply a prelude. They just wanted to see how it would react, and so they could anticipate how to control the people better, but I do believe that they are working, and they have been for some time, on deadly epidemics that will decimate the population of the world. Just as the AIDS epidemic is decimating the population of Africa, so eventually they will decimate our population, because these people hate humanity. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. They worship a different God. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving.